Morning, everyone. This is Seb or Sebastian with another iteration of Cardamon Stream. And as I promise, I have a great guest for today, none other than Flavia Battista. So,
hi, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. I woke up just to be here with my friend Sebastian and to talk to you guys.
So, Flavia, I appreciate that you woke up early today. Again, it's great to have you here, and yeah. So, how's your experience so far?
In general, in life?
No, in the radio.
So yeah, this is so fun because I don't know if I told you this, but I've done this back in Brazil like 15 years ago when I was like a child. I used to have my own show in Brazil on a radio station. I don't know if I told you this.
Oh no, that's.
So it was a church, like it was a church radio station, so it was kind of religious. And then I would be the host and people would call, me and my sister, both of us. So they would call us and they would ask for songs. And then my main like work was like to get their call, talk to them a little bit and then play their song. So it was kind of fun. And I did that in Brazil for like, I don't know, a year. So I actually have the experience of being on the radio station, but it was like back in the days. I don't know, I think I was probably like 10. I was really young, but the guy, the owner of the radio station and the church, he liked my voice and my sister's voice, and then he was like, oh, why not? And then it worked.
So you heard from Flavia, she's a veteran in this?
No, it's been a while, so everything is new to me. And to be honest, I don't like my voice on microphone, so I hope you guys are, you know, you have a good time listening to my voice, because I don't like to listen to my own voice when I'm speaking to the microphone. But yeah, my experience so far has been nice. Yeah, I'm excited, you know, I'm excited to be here. It's, after so many years, you know, being back at a studio, like a radio studio, to see how everything is done. And I feel like people are not, at least me, I don't listen to radio anymore. So it's nice to be here, you know, to remember and to remind myself that radio still exists and it's nice. You know, we should listen to it.
Yeah. So remember that you're listening to WCFM College Park. And while I look for the PSA for today, I want to say, Flavia, don't worry. Your voice is nice. It's radio voice at this point.
Yeah, I gotta trust my friends, you know? And I wanna take this opportunity to say hello to all my friends who are listening to me from overseas, like from Brazil, Elaine, Fernanda, my family, everyone who's up just to listen to this. Shuling, my best friend from UMD, she's also here listening to us. Amigos, I love you.
So you hear Flavia? So thank you for tuning in and thank you for listening for today's show. And before we get into it, I like to play a PSA, which, you know, they're very important. So this is the one for today.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
So, that was the PSA. For today, the Graduate Student Union is very good to help out, and you know, we're not in the best of times, so it's better if we unite in that regard. And as graduate students, Flavia and I kind of understand the message.
Yes, we do.
So yeah, and Flavia, I asked you about some music for today. And What is the playlist for today? What kind of music?
So today I'm bringing the vibes from Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. I don't know if you guys know or have heard of the city. If not, go search for it because it's my favorite city in the whole world. Even though I'm not from Rio, so many people think I'm from Rio, and I wish I was, to be honest, because I feel like my soul belongs to Rio. I'm Rio. I'm actually carioca. Carioca is how we refer to people who was born in Rio. So I am carioca. I like to say that I am carioca by soul because I am so like a carioca, but I was born in Brasília, the capital of Brazil. But today you guys are going to be listening to a playlist with Rio de Janeiro vibes. So lots of samba, lots of bossa nova, lots of Brazilian, you know, popular music, music that I love. And I hope you guys like it.
So this is the Rio de Janeiro vibes playlist. And yes. Why don't you do the honors and say the name of the first song?
So this song, probably some people will know because it's quite popular. Is Aquele Abraço, which means that hug. And it's, the singer is Gilberto Gil. Like, he's an icon when it comes to Brazilian popular music. So, yeah, let's give it a play, amigo.
So, let's go with Aquele Abraço.
Who's the first one?
Este samba vai pra Dorival Caymmi, João Gilberto e Caetano Veloso. Vamos lá.
O Rio de Janeiro continua lindo. O Rio de Janeiro continua sendo. O Rio de Janeiro, fevereiro e março. Alô, alô, Realengo. Aquele abraço, alô, torcida do Flamengo. Aquele abraço, alô, alô, Realengo. Aquele abraço, alô, torcida do Flamengo. Aquele abraço. Olha o breque. Chacrinha continua balançando a pança e buzinando a moça e comandando a massa. E continua dando as ordens no terreiro. Alô, alô, seu Chacrinha, velho guerreiro. Alô, alô, Terezinha, Rio de Janeiro. Alô, alô, seu Chacrinha, velho palhaço. Alô, alô, Terezinha, aquele abraço. Alô, moça da favela, aquele abraço. Todo mundo da Portela, aquele abraço. Todo mês de fevereiro. Já me deu régua e compasso. Quem sabe de mim sou eu. Aquele abraço pra você que me esqueceu. Aquele abraço, alô, Rio de Janeiro. Aquele abraço, todo povo brasileiro. Aquele abraço, olha o breque. O Rio de Janeiro continua lindo. O Rio de Janeiro continua sendo. O Rio de Janeiro, fevereiro e março. Alô, alô, Realengo! Alô, torcida do Flamengo! Alô, alô, Realengo! Alô, torcida do Flamengo! Aquele abraço! Olha o breque! Chacrinha continua balançando a pança e buzinando a moça e comandando a massa. E continua dando as ordens no terreiro. Alô, alô, seu Chacrinha, velho guerreiro. Alô, alô, Terezinha. Alô, alô, seu Chacrinha. Alô, alô, Terezinha. Todo mundo da
That was Aquele Abraço by Gilberto Gil. Yeah, today I'm sounding a bit robotic, but that's the charm of college radio.
Yes.
So Flavia, why? I have a question for you.
Tell me.
I have known you for what, like four years now?
5 years almost.
5 years almost. So.
Actually, 5 years because we met in August 2021. Is it 5 years? Oh, no, four years. Yeah, sorry. I'm not in STEM, okay? I'm in social sciences.
Don't worry. Like time flies.
Yeah.
So why did you decide to do a PhD?
Wow, this is a tough question. But before I get to this question, I just want to say hi to my sister who is listening to me from Brazil, Fernanda. Fernanda Batista, te amo. I love you, sister. And I know you are listening to me. Okay. So, my family is excited in Brazil. So why did I decide to do a PhD? So I always had this dream. I always liked teaching. And I, you know, when I was doing my undergrad back in Brazil, I loved the idea of being an academic and to teach at a university level. And then I learned that for me to teach at a university level, I would need to do a PhD. So that's the main reason why I did it. I guess the biggest reason for me to be doing my PhD is to become a professor and to teach, because I think that's what I was born for and I really enjoy, because it's a way that I feel like I'm giving back to the community. Because I feel like us researchers, when we are doing our PhDs, we are doing all this fancy stuff, all this good stuff, but we don't really communicate with the general public. So sometimes I wonder, like, what is the good that we are making, you know, just by like discovering, finding out these great things, finding out these new methods. But what is really the applicability? Like, what is the good that we are producing? So sometimes I struggle, like, how do I give back to the community? Like, how am I actually like impacting my community? So a way that I found to do that while being a researcher and an academic, it's through teaching. So that's why I know for sure that that's something that I want to do in the future.
Flavia, I agree with you. Like, sometimes research feels like when you write something is for other academics and not people.
Yes.
But you are right. When you become a professor, you are sharing that knowledge with future generations, and who knows, like, they can make a change in the world, make it better.
And I mean, just the small things, like when I receive an email from a student asking for a letter of recommendation, I feel so great, like, you know, somebody wants my recommendation. So I guess it's like the small things, like, you don't need to, I don't know if one of them is going to become the president or is going to do something very nice, but I do know that if they ask for a letter from me, it's because I somehow, you know, marked their experience and they want to get a letter from me. So, I don't know, these little things make me believe in academia, you know, in believe in what I want, in what I do as an academic.
Yeah, that's a very noble.
Yeah, it is noble, and I wish more people would have this feeling, because, I don't know, I feel like, I don't know if you agree with me, but I feel like in academia, especially political science, not as many people want to be they want to teach, right? And I think that's bad, because we have so many clever people doing a lot of good stuff, but they don't want to teach, you know? Like, and that's, you know, I feel like people could learn from a lot of what we are doing, you know, as political scientists.
Yeah, and the worst, and going off that is that I think the worst part is that there are some brilliant people that are not very good teachers or have the patience to be teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, like, having someone like you with that vocation, it's very meaningful. And you know, like you said, like, some students know when people care about them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I always loved teaching. Since I was very little, the way that I would study for an exam, it was through teaching. So I would have my dolls and stuff, or even like my mom, and then I would have a whiteboard and I would like pretend that I was teaching her whatever I had to study. And that's how I study for my exams. And I guess it helped me to, you know, like, understand the concepts, because I had to explain them in my own words. So I think when you do that, it helps you to, you know, get what the concept is.
Yeah, like, learning by teaching It's, yeah. You know, it's something that not everyone knows can happen. But when you crack that up, you feel like you discover something.
Yes. And, amigo, we have a song request coming from Brazil. I don't know if you want to play it now.
So, today is Flavia's spotlight, so you tell me.
Okay, so Elaine Galeno and Fernanda Batista, they requested a song. I'm gonna say this, the name of the song. The name of the song is Americana, which means American, right? So, Americana and Americana, yeah. And the singer is Pepe Moreno. He's an icon when it comes to Brazilian forró, so yeah.
Moreno.
Yeah. Oh, this one, Pepe Moreno. Okay. Elaine Galeno and Fernanda Batista, this song is for you guys. Enjoy!
Traz o uísque aí! Americana quer beber? Quer beber? Quer beber? Quer viver? Quer beber, quer viver, quer viver. Tá legal, tá legal. Preparando com a americana de rolê. Oh, eu conheci uma americana que queria só beber, só beber. Tomava todas, não queria nem saber, nem saber. Ela era demais, era muito boa, boa. Me disse I love you, penso numa gringa louca, louca. Viajei, viajei com a americana pra Nova York conhecer, conhecer. Tirei onda de carrão, eu era o cara da TV, da TV. Ela curtia rock, funk, mexia pra valer, pra valer. Tá legal? Cantei o risca faca, fiz os gringos enlouquecer, enlouquecer. Quer beber? Beber, beber. Só beber, só beber. Tomava todas, não queria nem saber, nem saber. Ela era demais, era muito boa, boa. Me disse I love you, penso numa gringa louca, louca. Viajei, viajei com a América pra Nova York conhecer, conhecer. Eu tirei onda de carrão, eu era o cara da TV, da TV. Ela curtia rock, funk, mexia pra valer, pra valer. Tá legal? Cantei o risca faca, fiz os gringos enlouquecer, enlouquecer. Quer beber? Bebê, bebê, quer viver, quer viver. Tu quer beber, quer beber, quer viver, quer viver. Quer beber, bebê, bebê, quer viver, quer viver. Tu quer beber, bebê, bebê. Thank you.
So Flavia, this was Americana by Pepe Moreno, and when I not only invited you to this show because you are a great scholar, a good friend of mine, but because you are famous for flamenco, and I think you are wearing a flamenco shirt right now.
As always, amigo, I'm always wearing a flamenco, you know, it's flamenco stuff.
So Flavia, I have a question for you. I think you share already, you already shared this with me, but the listeners need to know, like, why are you flamenco?
Okay, amigos, let's start by discussing flamenco, which is the greatest love of my life. So for those of you who don't know, flamenco is a Brazilian soccer or football team. Flamenco was created in 1895. And yes, I am a flamenco fan and I'm a big fan of flamenco. I consider myself to be. Flamenco is so important to me that I wrote my undergraduate thesis about soccer. So for those of you who don't know, my major is international relations. And I did this for my undergrad. And then I had to write an undergraduate thesis. And my undergraduate thesis was about how Brazil used the World Cup in 2014 to promote its, you know, his image and soft power. And then, of course, that I did that because soccer always, it was always important to me and because of Flamengo. And you know that when you write a thesis, you can have like an acknowledgements page. So I really want to have that so I could like acknowledge Flamengo's existence. And then in the next page, I had a, you know, like the lyrics from the anthem. So people reading my thesis, they would know what the anthem was like. So I was really proud when I did that. So just for you guys to see how much I love soccer and how much I love Flamengo. And yeah, so why am I Flamengo? I am Flamengo because Flamengo is like, represents Brazil, represents Rio de Janeiro, which is my favorite city, as you guys already know. And I don't know, Flamengo for me is a religion, amigo. It's for sure like my religion because Flamengo defines my mood. If Flamengo is doing great, even if my life is like falling to pieces, I'm gonna be fine. But if Flamengo is not doing great, I can be having like the perfect life, like professionally, I'm gonna be sad. And people who, you know, like they see me often, they know this, they can attest to this. My mom, she knows, like my mom doesn't even support any team, but nowadays she is Flamengo because she knows that when Flamengo wins, I am happy. Therefore, she is Flamengo. So yeah, Flamengo is who I am. And I like to say that one of my goals in life, besides all the professional stuff, is to spread Flamengo's word. And that's what I'm doing today. And that's part of the reason why I accept Sebastian's invite, because I wanted to come to this radio to talk about Flamengo, because many of you guys might not know. So after this, I hope you guys are going to have a little interest and maybe search about Flamengo, and maybe you're going to fall in love with Flamengo as well. And if you are on campus, I'm always happy to talk about Flamengo. And yeah, so Flamengo is a team from Rio. We are we have the largest fan base. Over 40 million people are Flamengo in Brazil and support Flamengo, me included. And what I like about Flamengo fan base is because most people, they are from, like, they are poor in Brazil. They are from the favelas, the slums. So it's like, I don't know, it's really representative of Brazil because of that. Because I feel like people, they have Flamengo as, you know, stuff that they can look forward to. Like, oh, I'm going to watch Flamengo's game, you know. And yeah, so I just feel like Flamengo represents Brazil so much. And what else can I talk about Flamengo? Yeah, Flamengo has several titles. I mean, right now we are ranked first in the Brazilian league, and we are in the quarterfinals of Libertadores, which is the most important American championship. And yeah, we're gonna play Racing from Argentina next, and we might make to the final. And the final is gonna be in Peru. And I'm so excited for that, because if Flamengo makes to the final, my plan is to go to Peru and watch the final there. Because last time we went to Peru, we were champions. We became champions of Libertadores in 2019. So I'm so excited. And Flamengo has three titles. So we are going for the fourth. And hopefully we're going to win that one. And what else? Flamengo is all of that. Flamengo is a religion. And I would like to mention Xiu Ling here. You know Xiu Ling. Xiu Ling is a friend of ours from the program. So you guys probably know that we had the FIFA Club World Cup here just in June, like past June. And Flamengo was playing for the FIFA Club World Cup. And then I had the opportunity to take Xiu Ling with me to a game. It was her first game ever at a stadium.
So the first football game?
Yes, the first football game ever, you know, in a big stadium. And then I took her to watch Flamengo and Chelsea because we played Chelsea. And it was the greatest game because Flamengo beat Chelsea 3-1. And I like to say that she was baptized there because after that game, she was just like, amiga, I'm so Flamengo. And then she got her jersey, like her the top that she was using, signed by a famous Flamengo player that was there. So she experienced every single part of the process. Like, we were warming up with the fans, like singing, screaming, shouting. And then when we got to the stadium, she was also like screaming, shouting. Even though she didn't understand a word of what we were saying, she just got into the mood. So I feel like that's what soccer does to you and what Flamengo does to you. And she was really, really happy.
You know, Flavia, Brazilians are very happy, and when it comes to football, soccer,
yeah,
it's a passion for you. And even I speak Spanish, but sometimes understanding Portuguese is a bit complicated by me. But I can feel when you are happy or when you are sad or when you are focused on a game. You know, it's something that you learn to read. And it spreads.
It does spread because Xiu Ling didn't need to know any Portuguese. Even though after the game, she was like, she learned one song that she really loved. We can actually play the song next. It's a Flamengo song that she really loved. But yeah, my point is that you don't need to know the language. You just need to learn the language of soccer, of Flamengo, you know, just like by having the showing your passion. Regardless of the language, you know, you're going to be fine in Brazil. So I think the name is, let me type because I don't know if you're gonna, Sai.
Yeah, better type it. Yeah. And can you reach the keyboard? So yeah, everything, Flavia has been, how can I say it, she's trying to proselytize Flamengo, and I remember one time when she took me to, was it a Brazilian bar?
Yeah.
It was a Flamengo, like everything was so great and crazy at the same time that I still remember that. And I remember the people dancing there.
Yeah.
Like,
which one was it? I don't remember.
I know it was a Flamengo game. There was.
Oh, okay. Now I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we won. It was kind of a final, no? I think it was the Brazil's Cup final, and we won.
Yeah. That's why people were dancing. Or do you dance during the matches as well?
No, they were dancing because we won the championship. I mean, people dance. I don't think people dance. People jump a lot in the stadiums, but they don't. They definitely don't dance. But we were in a bar, so that's why they were dancing. But yeah, that's the song that Xiu Ling loves.
Okay, so let me pronounce this. So, Sai do Xiao Mengao?
Yes. Which is like, jump, you know? Jump, Mengão. This is for you, Xiu Ling. Te amo. Ai, ni. And this is also for all my Brazilian friends and Flamenguistas, Fernanda, Elaine. I love you.
So just one moment. We're
experiencing some technical issues.
I was going to say we're building some expectation, but today is your show, so we go with what you say.
Sai do chão, sai do chão, a torcida do Mengão. Sai do chão, sai do chão, a torcida do Mengão. Sai do chão, sai do chão, a torcida do Mengão. Sai do chão, sai do chão, a torcida do Mengão. Flamengo.
So this was Sai Do Xiao Mengao, and really not good song. And Flavia, was it a real kid singing that?
Yes, he was a real kid. I think they were using his voice, you know. So yeah, he was a kid.
So sometimes, Flavia, as a non-Brazilian, I feel that when Brazilians speak Portuguese, they're singing and they're not knowing they're singing, you know?
Yeah, it's not the first time that I hear that. Some people say that when we speak Portuguese, we sound like we are singing. I don't know. Yeah, for me, yeah, because I'm a native speaker of Portuguese, so I cannot really tell. Because I just feel like I speak... I don't know. I wouldn't say that I speak like I'm singing.
So yeah, that's something I noticed. And Flavia, can you say something in Portuguese to the audience?
Yes. Oi, pessoal. O Flamengo é o maior clube do mundo. E vamos pra cima deles, porque isso aqui é Flamengo. Yeah, that was my Portuguese. Can you guess what I was talking about?
So I'll try to summarize that.
Okay.
Like, Flamengo is the best club in the world.
Yeah. And what else?
I forgot.
And then I said that we gonna win because okay. This is Flamengo.
Oh, okay.
Because that's a saying of mine. Like, on my Instagram, I always say, like, this is Clube de Regatas do Flamengo.
And Flavia, let me try to say something in Portuguese.
Okay.
Because I have known you for 4 years. I should have known some Portuguese at this point.
Yes.
So let me see. Flamengo, o maior clube do mundo.
Ooh, very good, amigo. Good job. You don't even need Duolingo, you know? You're good.
So is it like sounded like Portuguese, or it was just me fumbling around with some Spanish making it sound like Portuguese?
No, I think it sounded like Portuguese, amigo. You are in the... Because for me, Spanish speakers, you guys are halfway there, even though it's kind of challenging for Spanish speakers because it's so similar. But I feel like if you make an effort, you're halfway there. Because usually if you go to Brazil, you're going to understand people, especially if you ask them to speak slow, you will. So yeah, you did great.
So I got a Flavia endorsement to speak Portuguese. I really appreciate that. So what next, Flavia? What is the next song?
Okay. The next song is gonna go to my friend, Russian friend that I love, Dmitry. Dmitry, I love you. And he asked me, I mean, he's actually in love with samba because, by the way, amigos, for those of you who don't know, we usually have some samba... you know, events in DC, and we're gonna have one this Sunday, at 2 p.m., where people, they gather, and then they sell Brazilian food, and then they play samba, you know, and I'm gonna play a samba for you now, the favorite of my friend Dmitry. So the name is Trem, you know, Trem, but in Portuguese, Trem das Onze, which means the train of 11 a.m., yeah, okay. The first one. So, Dmitry, this is for you, amigo.
So, Flavia, I know...
Posso ficar nem mais um minuto com você. Sinto muito amor, mas não pode ser. Moro em Jaçanã. Se eu perder esse trem que sai agora às 11 horas, só amanhã de manhã.
Não posso ficar nem mais um minuto. Se eu perder esse trem.
Além disso, mulher, tem outra coisa. Minha mãe não dorme enquanto eu não chegar. Tenho minha casa pra olhar, não posso ficar.
Não posso ficar nem mais um minuto com você. Sinto muito amor, mas não pode ser. Moro em Jaçanã. Se eu perder esse trem que sai agora às 11 horas, só amanhã de manhã.
Além disso, mulher, tem outra coisa. Minha mãe não dorme enquanto eu não chegar.
Larararararara, sou filho único.
Tenho minha casa pra olhar, não posso ficar.
So that was, what was the name of the song, Flavia? I forgot.
Tren das 11. So it means the train of 11 a.m.
Oh, because I was going to say tren de las 11 in Spanish.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it means.
But that's not the title of this song.
Yeah.
Because it's in Portuguese.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So Flavia, I have another question for you. How was you know three languages, right?
Yes, four actually.
Four?
Yeah. Well,
so I know you know English, Portuguese, Spanish, and French. Oh.
Yeah, and I'm also trying to learn Russian from my friend Dmitry. So I just wanted to say "Privyet, kak dela, arasho," and I'm still learning how to say "I love you, amigo," but you know that I love you. So yeah, so I speak. I speak three languages, right? So Spanish, Portuguese, and English. French, I used to speak it very well. I studied French for 5 years in Brazil. And, you know, we had like a graduation ceremony and I was the one doing like the speech. So I knew a lot of French, but nowadays I kind of lost it a little bit. But as for Spanish, so Spanish is one of my favorite languages because it's actually funny how I learned Spanish. So back in Brazil, as I think is everywhere else, people, they tend to favor English more. I mean, they think English is more important because, I mean, you can communicate with everyone. So back in the days when I was 11 years old, I had to make a choice, English or Spanish. And then I decided to go for Spanish because everybody was going for English and I wanted to be the different one. I wanted to do something different. And so I did Spanish. And that's why I studied Spanish for 8 years. So I started when I was 11 years old. So that's why I feel like until nowadays I can keep up with my Spanish because I think I learned when I was very little. And yeah, so it was the basis of my language, you know, learning process. And then I only learned English when I was 15. So it was kind of like later on. And you know why I learned English? Because, I mean, this is a kind of a sad story, but so there was a friend, I mean, she was not my friend, I guess. She used to make fun of me because I wouldn't understand the lyrics of English songs. Can you believe that?
Oh, like, so you learn English out of spite of your bully.
Yes, yes. And I don't know if she's listening to this today, but thank you so much because you changed my life. Because nowadays, you know, yeah. And nowadays, I don't think she can speak English. I don't think she can speak. Actually, I think she only knew how to sing songs. So, but thank you so much. You know, your support was very important for me to learn English.
So if she doesn't know how to speak English, I don't think she's going to understand this.
That's true, that's true. But I'm going to say in Portuguese, obrigada, amiga, por você ter me incentivado a aprender inglês. But anyway, amigos, so that's how I learned English. I mean, not how, but the reason why. And also because I was always like you, I guess. We are kind of nerds. So I remember that there was a time in Brazil that English should start to be required in schools. And I was afraid that I would fail that class because I wanted to go to do great in all my classes. So that's another reason why I asked my mom. Like, I basically cried and I was like, I need to learn English. And then she put me in an English school near my house. It's not like the greatest, but, you know, it was good for learning English. And that's how I did it. So I studied English for 5 years in Brazil. And then I moved to the U.S. In 2019. Yeah, I have been living here for 7 years now. Almost 7 years.
So, Flavia, that reminds me, like, your story reminds me of something that happened to me.
Okay, tell me.
So, when I was little, I studied in a village in Colombia. And the education there was bad. So I remember I was in my first grade. It was, you know, before first grade.
Yeah. Kindergarten?
Yeah, I was in kindergarten. And when we got into first grade, everyone knew how to read. I didn't know. Like who taught them?
Yeah.
Like what's going on? And I didn't want to miss out, so I started to learn how to read by myself.
Wow, that's impressive, amigo.
So I like to say I did it well because I'm doing a PhD now.
You are? You did, amigo. Yeah, we have to celebrate our, you know, the stuff that we do here. Because imagine, we are doing a PhD and some people do their master's too in a language that is not our native language. And, you know, a PhD per se is already like something very difficult and challenging, but we are adding a layer of challengingness. Like, it's so much harder for us, you know? So we have to celebrate every single victory, you know, because, yeah, it's very difficult, amigos, to be out, you know, away from your country, from your family, and to be doing a PhD, which per se is already very difficult.
Yeah, and I like to say that as Flavia, we have gone through some stuff and we learned to be motivated to do stuff. And that's why we are here. And that's why Flavia is going to graduate, hopefully soon. That's sooner than me.
Yeah, and it's crazy that the fact that that person made fun of me back in the days allowed me to kind of be here today and, you know, have two international degrees. So I have two masters and I'm going to have a PhD, because if I didn't know English, of course it was not because of her, but like if I hadn't started that course, I wouldn't have known English and then I wouldn't be here, I mean, with you on this radio on today. So yeah, it was sometimes you need to, I'm not saying that it's nice to bully people, don't do that. But I don't know, I think whenever I had a bad situation in my life, I think I used that to my advantage. Like, I use that to, you know, like, do something good out of it.
Yeah, like it kind of fuels your motivation. And just to, and this is just a short PSA, bullying is bad. But
yes, bullying is bad. Don't do that, okay?
So
let's play a song?
Yeah, which song next?
So can you go up on the playlist? Let's play one that people might know. Let's play Jorge Benjó. Can you go down, down, down? Yeah, mais que nada, please. For 15. So this is Jorge Benjó. I hope you guys enjoy. This is 90.5 FM with Sebastian and Flavia.
So you heard Flavia. This is WMUC FM College Park 90.5. And you're listening to Cardamom Stream.
Está animado, o que eu quero é sambar. Este samba que é misto de maracatu e universal, que é samba de preto velho, samba de preto tu. Mais que nada, um samba como esse tão legal, você não vai jeito de maracatu. É samba de preto velho, samba de preto tu. Mais que nada, um samba como esse tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
So Flavia, I have a song that I always wanted to show you. 4 years waiting for this moment.
Wow, okay, I am excited. This song, I actually know it, but it's been a while since I've listened to this, so let's do it.
So give me a moment.
Sou foda. Sou foda. Na cama te esculacho, na sala ou no quarto, no beco ou no carro. Eu sou sinistro, melhor que seu marido. Esculacho seu amigo.
Okay, live reaction to
the sound. Um cara interessante, esculacho teu amante, até o teu ficante. Mas não se esqueça que eu sou vagabundo. Depois que a putaria começou a rolar no mundo. Pra te enlouquecer, todas que provaram não conseguem esquecer. Pra te enlouquecer, todas que provaram não conseguem esquecer. Sou foda. Eu sou sinistro. Na cama te esculacho, na sala ou no quarto, no beco ou no carro. Eu sou sinistro, melhor que seu marido. Esculacho seu amigo, no escuro eu sou um perigo. Avassalador, um cara interessante. Esculacho teu amante, até o teu ficante. Mas não se esqueça que eu sou vagabundo. Depois que a putaria começou a rolar no mundo. Pra te enlouquecer, todas que provaram não conseguem esquecer. Pra te enlouquecer, todas que provaram não conseguem esquecer. Sou foda. Eu sou sinistro.
Wow, that's a very good song and old song. I think it's 14 years old. So tell us, why did you wanted to hear this and listen to the song?
So, I don't know. It's very catchy. At least for me, it's very catchy. And I remember listening to that when I was like, what? 14 years old? 15? And I'm 30, so... It's been a while. So, and also I always wanted to know if this is a popular song in Brazil. Is it like what are they saying? I have no idea.
So this was a popular song in Brazil back in 14 years ago, I guess. It's kind of old. I don't know if you really want to know what they're talking about, but they're basically talking about, like, you know, you know, how they are good at the things that they do, I think I'm gonna put it like this and don't say anything further.
So, is it, you know, it's like intercourse stuff?
Yeah, it's intercourse stuff, so better not to speak about this on the radio.
Okay, so honestly, I had no idea what they were saying. So to me, it was just this...
Yeah, just catchy.
This guy just saying catchy stuff. But I had no idea what was going on. And you told me this is about sex or intercourse. And I saw the guy and he looks like a teenager.
Yeah, amigo, unfortunately we had this back. Yeah, this problem. I don't think people can do this anymore.
So yeah, it was a product of its time. Mm-hmm. But even with that, it was very catchy.
Yeah, it is catchy. It is good. Sometimes you need to forget what they are talking about.
Yeah.
Or don't care, you know, don't care about that too much, and then you're gonna be fine.
So we have one more song, and before we finish with the last song, I want to say that up next we have another great show, Cover to Cover, with Emma, one of my favorite shows on the radio station besides mine. Really good music. So yeah, tell me, Flavia, what is the last song you want to play?
So before I play a song, I just want to highlight for you guys how, you know, Flamengo is great and nice. So if you don't know anything about Flamengo, now you do because you have heard to me today. But go and search about Flamengo. And if you want to discuss it, just let me know, especially if you're around campus. I just wanted to share another thing that I did, another characteristic. I mean, I guess another thing about me is that I have over... 100. I don't remember. Last time I counted, I think I had over 100 Flamengo pieces in my closet. So I can basically wear Flamengo like every day, you know, for like 100 days without repeating.
So what do you mean pieces? I have seen shirts.
Shirts and dresses and all type of clothing, you know. So yeah, I have everything that you can imagine. Crop tops, dresses, shorts, gym clothes, leggings, all type of gear. So over 100, you know, gear pieces, Flamengo pieces.
So what is the last song you want to play?
Let me see. Oh my god, there are so many good songs. But maybe let's play Vou Festejar. Can you go up? Yeah, this one, Vou Festejar 21. So this is for us to celebrate, you know, democracy and everything that is going on in Brazil, amigos. I love you.
And don't forget to celebrate Flamengo.
Yeah, and to celebrate Flamengo, because even though we tied at home yesterday, and I'm kind of mad about that, we are still number one in the Brazilian League, and we are in the quarterfinals of Libertadores. So let's go. Obrigado, gente. Thank you so much for listening to us. This is 90.5 FM with Sebastian.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Cardamon Stream. Up next, we have Cover to Cover with Emma. Great show, great host, great music. Greatest in music.
Agora, mas me paga. Pode chorar, chora.
Chora, não vou ligar, eu não. Chegou a hora, mas me pagar.
Pode chorar
o teu sofrer, o teu penar.
Você pagou com traição a quem sempre lhe deu a mão.
Você pagou com traição a quem sempre lhe deu a mão.
Mas chora.